This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Two big TV reality stars have been pardoned. The stars of Chrisley Knows Best, Todd and Julie Chrisley. They have been in federal prison for about 3 years on federal charges of bank fraud and tax evasion. Not a little bit, but a lot. Like $30 million of bank fraud and who knows how many millions of tax evasion. Todd was sentenced to 12 years. Julie was facing 7. The two filed for lighter sentences, but were denied. The Chrisleys' release could take a few days to process, but it was the president issuing full pardons. Their daughter, Savannah, had campaigned strong for Trump during the election cycle and could have something to do with it. Anyhow, they could end up in a halfway house before they are totally free. I don't know what the message is being sent to people. Because if we can just now defraud banks for $30 million and get away with it.
Right.
I'm not sure. Or if we all just campaign for somebody, then we get a get out of jail card. It's an odd message being sent, but that's what happened yesterday. An arrest has been made in the vandalism spree that occurred at Niagara Falls High School a while back. The school, the district field house had had a lot of damage done. The superintendent saying the district has been dealing with vandalism for about 2 months. Someone breaking windows in the field house and maintenance vehicles throwing paint on the doors and windows of the school. So there was an arrest made. It was a student that is in one of the programs at the school. The arrest has been made. No further details at this time. A Delta flight had some issues when there were two pigeons inside the cabin, you know, where the people are. So it was a flight. I'm never on these fun flights. Anyhow, the Delta flight, Minneapolis, was preparing for takeoff to Wisconsin when two pigeons were spotted on board. So what do you do? Someone swatted down and captured one of the pigeons with a coat.
It was so weird.
But pigeons can be very flappy.
Oh, yeah. They were very flappy.
Yeah.
And the guy wasn't fully committed to capturing the pigeon.
No, I saw
he just
that.
Did you see it was a kind of like
a half-cocked effort.
I tried.
Just trying to swat it away.
Right.
The first pigeon was spotted during just kind of hanging out under the seats. So I was like, hey, man, there's a pigeon on this plane. Yeah. Realized not alone. There's a companion. So passengers ducking, one brave soul attempting midair that catch. Like I say, it was kind of half-baked catch. Delta did apologize for the delay and doesn't know how these unticketed passengers got on the flight. This is interesting. One of the airlines in the world, not here, not domestic, but Turkish Airlines is instituting a new policy. Okay. You know those people that stand up before the seatbelt sign goes off and they get up to get their stuff out of the overhead luggage?
Oh, yeah.
They will now be fined $70. Turkish aviation officials will fine passengers who stand up early and crowd the aisles waiting to deplane with penalties. There's a list of annoying things people do. They're now going to fine them $70. So please respect the disembarkation priority of passengers in and around you. So this is, this is in Turkey. I don't know if this will transfer to air travel in the United States, but I wish there was something you could do. You know who I'm talking about on those flights, right? It's the person that's up early,
mm-hmm.
and then they scoot up to the front because they absolutely have to get off or need to get their Cinnabon or whatever they need to do. $70 fine. That's in Turkey. Nothing happening here for the airlines yet, but we did hear there's some changes coming to major airports. You know those walkway people movers?
The people walk. Yeah.
Getting rid of them. Chicago, Las Vegas, Orlando, Dallas, Cincinnati, San Francisco.
I think they're half the time broken, and the other half of the time, I mean, I don't know if it really makes, like, it helps you get from point A to point B that much faster.
10 seconds.
Yeah, at best.
That's not the motivation.
Yeah, what?
To get rid of them? Uh-huh. It has to do with the retail concession people upset because people are being whisked by their storefronts.
Oh, really? Interesting.
And so they realized where your storefront is near one of those walkways, half the people can't climb off the thing.
So it really is
revenue that is the motivator to get rid of those things. And I know, dude, anybody that has any walking problems, it helps a lot. And you see that. You see, you got some aches and pains. Your walking is a little feeble. You want the help from that device. They're getting rid of them. So, and it's not going to be cheap. It costs about $3 million at one airport to get rid of the thing that probably cost millions to put in. So
interesting.
Yeah. Bye-bye, automatic walkways. Big congratulations to Teddy Swims. His song, Lose Control, broke the record for the longest Billboard Hot 100 run.
I love that. Good song.
Yeah, that is a big deal. It was, May 31st. Yeah. 92 weeks.
Wow.
On the chart.
Wait, so now we got to play it. Let's just help him out.
No,
I'm kidding.
Let's bring it up to 93.
We play it anyways. We love Teddy Swims.
That's it for you. News and Views. Time right now is 6:24.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.